You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As of early Monday morning, over 60,000 customers throughout Northeast Wisconsin were without power following the winter storm that dumped ice and freezing rain on much of the area. Some roads continue to be slippery. 511WI.gov reports that most of the roads in the area are either partially or completely covered. Drive with care and check your route before your morning commute. Hundreds of voters attended a town hall meeting at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay last night, hosted by billionaire Elon Musk and his political action committee. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call had filed a lawsuit Friday against Musk to stop his efforts to give $1 million to two voters at the event. However, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals denied that injunction. Call called Musk's offer a, quote, blatant attempt to violate the state law. Meanwhile, the event went off without a hitch in Green Bay, with Musk taking the stage in a cheesehead and then throwing his support behind Brad Schimmel in the Supreme Court race that will be decided tomorrow. The event was only open to people who had signed an online petition against what Musk calls activist judges. Protesters from across Northeast Wisconsin also gathered outside the KI Convention Center to express their opposition to Brad Schimmel, claiming that Musk is trying to buy the election. Two men were arrested and charged with multiple drug offenses as Washera County officials continue to investigate the recently discovered remains of 33-year-old Tiffany Schneider in the town of Leon. The investigation led to a search warrant that resulted in the arrests of 57-year-old Jerry Wendler and 48-year-old Wade McLees. Neither man is being charged in Schneider's disappearance or death. Diabetes Alert Day takes place in the month of March, so this is a very good time to get tested if you have risk factors. Here's Melissa Kay.
More than 135 million people in the U.S. have diabetes or prediabetes. One in five adults don't even know they have the condition.
The complications from diabetes can range from numbness and tingling and potentially losing limbs. We also see kidney damage, damage to your eyes.
That's Alicia Natsky, a family nurse practitioner at Aspirus Health. She said it's important to understand the difference between diabetes and prediabetes.
Think of prediabetes as a warning sign for your health.
If you know you're at risk, you can make changes to stop the condition from developing.
With the implementation of those lifestyle changes, you can reverse the consequences and not develop type 2 diabetes.
These lifestyle changes include increasing daily activity and focusing on healthy meal choices, including lean meats and vegetables. Talk to your healthcare provider for guidance or to get tested.
Funding for programs that support child care in Wisconsin are set to expire this year, and Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers is proposing keeping those programs funded long term. Evers is touring child care facilities across the state, hearing directly from people who run child care centers about the impact of state funding on their operations. Current state funding for the Child Care Counts program is set to expire in June. Evers said that one in five child care centers across the state could close without child care counts.
Some legislators don't understand how important early childhood is, and I've seen numbers that I think are probably low that if we don't do something with this budget, about 20% of these places will close.
Evers says that early childhood education and child care are critical for development and included over $500 million in his state budget proposal to make child care counts permanent, as well as other ways to support child care workers in Wisconsin. You can learn more about what's in Governor Evers' budget proposal on the Department of Administration website. A Wisconsin scientist said research cuts from the Trump administration are harming his team's work to find a cure for Alzheimer's. Researchers testified at the nation's capital Wednesday. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us there.
The Trump administration is working to dismantle the National Institutes of Health, which provides more biomedical research money than any other organization in the world. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin led the forum.
Without the NIH, there would be no cancer immunotherapy, no anti-overdose medications, no cutting-edge treatments.
The Trump administration capped some research reimbursement at 15%. UW-Madison had previous agreements for the federal government to cover 53%. According to Baldwin, funding is now frozen for 14 Alzheimer's research centers across the country, and DOGE plans to cut 3,400 to 5,000 jobs at the NIH. Dr. Sterling Johnson leads Alzheimer's research at UW-Madison.
Over 6.9 million Americans live with Alzheimer's today, a number that will double by 2050 without effective solutions.
He says they're already feeling the impact of these cuts.
There are delays in peer review and funding processes for some projects and centers. There are proposed cuts that threaten major ongoing studies, including treatment trials, risking the loss of millions of dollars already invested and setting our patients back. If these cuts go into effect, studies will be delayed and slowed. We will lose ground on hard-won progress. Every setback costs lives and quality of life.
Wisconsin received almost $600 million in research funding from the NIH last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before they spread manure on their fields. According to a press release, the online tool includes a map showing runoff risk forecasts for the following 3 days during the summer months. The forecasts are updated by the National Weather Service 4 times a day. The Department of Natural Resources also offers services for farmers to help identify possible alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' home opener going on today at American Family Field against the Kansas City Royals. Now, last year, the Brewers never lost more than 3 games in a row all season. Today, they're coming into the game at 0-3 after being swept over the weekend in New York. The Yankees winning yesterday 12-3. NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to the Hawks, 145-124. Giannis says he needs to do a better job on defense.
I got to be, you know, have more urgency there. Like, I got to protect my basket first, you know. If I don't pick up my man, I got to pick up that guy. So that's the mentality as a team that we have to be better transition defense team. We're going to watch film tomorrow. We're going to walk through it, we're going to play through it, and we're going to be better.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I love this team, and I'm going to keep saying that. I don't love how we're playing right now, and we have to get it back. We have to get guys to see what we see, and we will.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Corey Feldman has had a rough ride since childhood stardom. The Goonies actor recently appeared on Billy Corgan's The Magnificent Others podcast and claimed he was supposed to have Leonardo DiCaprio's role in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But Johnny Depp told the producers he was a junkie. Feldman has admitted to having a heroin problem after he was sexually abused as a child, but said at the time of the Gilbert Grape incident, he was completely sober. Ouch. If you can't get enough of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, you might want to re-examine some things in your life. But if you're committed to these two trust fund darlings, definitely check out their new show on Max called Paul American. Actually, kind of a catchy title. The New York Post is calling it a series that pulls back the curtain on the lives of the brothers Paul, but will still manage to show you only what they want you to see. Paul American is now available to stream on Max. It's always fun when a showbiz relic is discovered, especially when it involves the Beatles. The New York Post reports that Vancouver record store owner Rob Firth found himself in possession of a reel-to-reel demo recording of the Fab Four. At first, he thought it was just a bootleg copy, but as it turns out, it was an original audition 15-song recording the Beatles made, which still sounds as crisp as it did back in 1962. He says he has no plans to sell his buried treasure. Making it even more unique is that Ringo wasn't even in the band yet, and their drummer was still Pete Best. Here's one of Pete's picks. The show Adolescence on Netflix is the hottest show on pretty much every streaming platform. The show about a 13-year-old UK schoolboy who was accused of murdering a fellow student is well-written, incredibly well-acted, and has a great style where each episode is basically a one-camera shot. Sounds tedious, but it is paying off, and so far, I recommend it. Bill Murray had some interesting things to say last Tuesday on The Howard Stern Show. The actor said he regretted turning down a role offered to him by Clint Eastwood. Later in the interview, Murray said he was surprised he didn't win the Academy Award for Lost in Translation in 2004 because he had won all the other awards that year and expected to win the Oscar. Murray won the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, and the Independent Spirit Award, but it was Sean Penn who took home Best Actor for Mystic River at the 76th Annual Oscars. I'm a Sean Penn fan, but thought Murray should have won too. Murray was brilliant in the role in which he portrayed an aging movie actor. Lost in Translation was also nominated for Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Screenplay. Sofia Coppola, who directed the film, did take home the Oscar for Best Screenplay. If you haven't seen Lost in Translation, check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We get a little bit of a break today before our next system brings more rain and snow late tomorrow night through much of the day Wednesday. Today, sunshine, upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 22. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning with increasing clouds and a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.